91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
It won't be long,
don't say it. And that was Wings. Paul McCartney with Wings. And that was the remix, the what would they used to call dance mix. Like, I don't know if they still use that expression, but the dance mix of the single Don't Say Goodnight Tonight. And that was released, of course, as a 33 and a third single, or, you know, one of those big, big records. So, hey, this is The Cavern, 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're in 1979. Now, we started out with a Beatles song that was obviously released way before 1979, but I decided we're going to do that from here on out because radio just changed so much and, you know, there wasn't as much interesting happening. So we're going to play Beatles tracks to begin and end the show, and then we're going to flip into the 1979 or whatever it is mode, which is what we did with Goodnight Tonight, because that's when that was released. And also we're going to be playing the standard single version of it in a coming week. And McCartney also released Back to the Egg that year, which was the final Wings album and one of my favorites, actually. But anyway, so hey, oh, and by the way, speaking of the first Beatles song we played, which was from With the Beatles, originally on Meet the Beatles as we heard it, but With the Beatles released in the UK, that was It Won't Be Long. And that just reminds me to tell you that I'm going to remind you every week for the next month that I'm doing a very special show on December 25th. Yes, I will be live in the studio because I'm that crazy. Probably be the only one in all day. But it is because the following day, December 26th, is the 50th anniversary of the release of I Want to Hold Your Hand. What's significant about that? Well, it was the first Capitol release of the Beatles, flip side being I Saw Her Standing There. Their album Meet the Beatles didn't come out until into January, and then they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in February. And so really, I Want to Hold Your Hand ushered in Beatlemania in the United States. They had released several songs, three to be exact, 45s, so six songs before that, but they did absolutely nothing. They didn't take hold at all, except in really small markets, like one place in Iowa, I think, played She Loves You incessantly, but that's about it. So I Want to Hold Your Hand was the one that did it. So we're going to do a special show. It's going to be like you're listening to the radio. It's 1963. We're going to play all kinds of stuff that would have been on the air in 63. You'll hear familiar voices if you were alive at that time and aware enough to know what was going on. It should be real special. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, the thing is, I have, I mean, it's not the most important thing in the world, but I like to name my shows, you know? So I had three names that I wanted to offer up as possible names for the show. One, I Want to Hold Your Hand, after the song. The other, the Beatles Invasion, because was kind of the beginning of the British Invasion, and so we want to call it the Beatles Invasion, or Here Come the Beatles. So, you know, I don't know. I was interested in you voting on one of those titles or offering your own suggestion. And if you do offer the suggestion that I use, I'll send you a free collectible Beatles vinyl record from my own record collection. And it's not just collectible because it's vinyl, but this is a bit special. So how do you do that? Well, I'm not going to do it by the telephone, so don't call in, please, until I do the trivia question. You can call for that. Not Facebook, not email. The only way I'm going to accept answers or suggestions is through my website, garyalt.com, G-A-R-Y-A-L-T.com. Go to, on the sidebar, to Thoughts, and that'll bring up a blog page. And the first blog there is the Beatles show contest, naming contest. So there you go, garyalt.com. So thank you for listening. I've been talking for about 2 minutes straight, so I got a little bit more to say. And what I want to tell you is that we do have a trivia question for this week. And let's see, which one am I going to ask? I think I want to ask the one about the Paul McCartney song. On the Back to the Egg album, the last Wings album, there was a song. Let's see, did I want to tell you the name of the song? I didn't write it down. But, well, anyway, I'll make that part of the question, I guess. There's a song on Back to the Egg that Paul McCartney wrote for a specific group because he went to see them and he went backstage and talked to them. So what we want to know is not the name of the song, but what was the name of the particular member of the group that he made that promise to, that actually asked him to write a song and he said he would do it. So, what, you know, you could tell us the name of the group, which is a little bit easy to find probably, but we want to know the name of the individual in the group that McCartney promised that song to and wrote it and delivered it to them. So if you know the answer and you want to win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey, give us a call at 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. So let's get back to this 1979 business, shall we? So let's carry on with something from George Harrison's eponymous album. We'll be right back. That was George Harrison with Love Comes to Everyone from his eponymous album of 1979. And you're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. This is The Cavern, and we're playing 1979 Radio Day here. So we are going to take a short break and carry on with some more music.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the Treasure Hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon.
How do you determine what's junk?
One piece of advice. Use your common sense.
My husband says I don't have any.
So you just have to call us and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Saturday mornings at 10 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Mama's Pizza and Cafe Bocce of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Located on Mountain Avenue, Mama's is a family-owned restaurant that offers a menu featuring pasta, salads, gourmet pizzas, sandwiches, and more. Mama's also offers a gluten-free menu. More information available at mamascafebocce.com or by phone 908-852-2820.
The holiday season is just around the corner, and it's time for the Centenary Stage Company's Family Holiday Spectacular. Backed by popular demand, A Christmas Carol, the musical, November 29th through December 15th at the Lackland Center. Charles Dickens' beloved classic comes to life in this adaptation by the legendary Broadway team of Alan Menken and Mike Ockrent. After its 10-year run at Madison Square Garden, the Star Ledger says Centenary Stage Company grandly picks up where they left off, with a live orchestra and a cast of 75 filling the stage with dazzling dance numbers and songs. This is a show you won't want to miss. Tickets for A Christmas Carol range from $27.50 to $29.50 with discounts for seniors and students, and 2-for-1 rush tickets at the door on Thursday evenings. Tickets are available at the Lackland box office at 908-979-0900, online at centenarystageco.org, or at the Main Street box office. Don't miss A Christmas Carol, the musical, November 29th through December 15th at the Centenary Lackland Center.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Choir of children sing their song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out about the town, so lift the glass. Oh, don't look down. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing the
Christmas time.
right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
WNTI, where great music lives.
Spin it on. some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer. Some of us got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there. Change this mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for this rubbish? Never made the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
So, hey, we started that set off with Wonderful Christmas Time from Paul McCartney, and that was released as a single. It's available now on the McCartney 2 as a bonus audio. And then we carried on with Joe Jackson. That was his debut album, Look Sharp, and we heard One More Time, which is, you know, it's interesting how that was when New Wave was becoming popular around 78, 79, something like that. And you had groups like Joe Jackson and artists like Joe Jackson and, you know, The Police and all these groups that really were not New Wave. They obviously changed their whole style like an album or two after that, but that's kind of the wave that they rode, to use a cliche, I guess, or to use a pun. But that's, you know, kind of the way we came to know them as New Wave artists, but they really weren't. So Joe Jackson has proved himself to be far, far more expansive than that. In any event, we then carried on with Wings from Back to the Egg, again, one of my favorite Wings albums and one of my favorite McCartney albums of all time, Spin It On. And then we heard that next song was from Def Leppard. I'm not going to play a whole lot of heavy metal stuff, I can promise you that. But that song was called Wasted. That was their first release. That's why we played it, because it was their first release in 1979. It was called Wasted, and it was a single. That same year, they released an EP in the UK with three different, you know, variations. And then the following year, Wasted appeared on their first album, On Through the Night, but it was a completely different recording of it, so a very, very different sound altogether. So let's see. Then after that, we carried on with George Harrison from his eponymous album. Again, we heard If You Believe, and then we heard, of course, Monty Python, an edited version. I'm sorry about the immaturity of doing that, but, you know, that's the way it is in this world with the FCC on our backs and everything, so we had to do a little bit of a censorship thing, which I hate. But anyway, we played Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, and that was from a single that was produced, remixed, and had background vocals by George Harrison. So that's why we're playing it tonight. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to The Cavern, and we're playing the 1979 Beatles Radio Experience. And we're here with James, by the way. Say hello, James.
Hello.
Hello, did you hear that? And that's hello not just to the radio world in general, but especially to Mimi, Mima, and Georgie, who all allow him to come here by their good graces. So we're going to take a little break, carry on with more music.
In this age of corporate radio and automated music services, Death Valley Radio is still built by hand, one set at a time. My name is Ron Alden, and I hope you'll join me here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
WNTI support comes from Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, located on Route 517 in the Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts accepts all insurance plans, offers flu shots, and has a drop-off box for disposing of unused prescription drugs. Information can be found at panthervalleypharmacy.com or by phone 908-852-8818.
If you have a smartphone or tablet that runs the Android operating system, you can now listen to WNTI on your Android device with the TuneIn Radio app. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the TuneIn app logo on the homepage. Follow the instructions, and then you can listen to WNTI anywhere in the United States and the world. So go to WNTI.org for information on the TuneIn Radio app for Android.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret.
Mighty river, give her all she gets. What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret.
Daytime, nighttime, suffering. Daytime, nighttime, suffering is all
does she get for all the love she gave you?
Cracking up, I'm getting ready to go. Had enough, I can't take any more. No pills that I can take. This is too real, and there ain't no escape. It scared the daylights, it make a nightmare. I'm tense and I'm nervous. Everybody all around me shaking hands and saying howdy.
I don't think it's funny no more.
Up like a worn out shoe, ain't wet, but the world leaking through. I'd run, but I find no pace. I laugh, but it's wrecking me,
wrecking me.
It make a shiver, it make a shake, it make a monster, just like an earthquake. Everybody having fun, I don't know how they can carry on.
Think it's funny no more.
A dead of night time, a crack of dawn, it comes upon me. Without warning, if I were gone, then I would shoot. I'd tear the head out by the root. I'd make a knife out of a notion, all at sea in an ocean of emotion.
I don't think it's funny no more. I don't think it's funny no more.
Cracking up.
And that was Nick Lowe with Cracking Up from his album Labor of Lust, released in 1979. Before that, we heard Wings with Daytime, Nighttime Suffering, which was the B-side of the Good Night Tonight single. And this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and we're doing the 1979 Beatles Radio Experience. And yes, we have an answer to the trivia question. The question was, there was a song on Back to the Egg called Baby's Request. I might not have given you the name of the song, but I didn't want anybody to cheat, you know, because you can Google this stuff. But the name of the song was Baby's Request, and Paul wrote that specifically for a certain group and promised it to a certain member of that group. So nobody called with the right answer. Some good guesses, like Denny Lane, but the answer is the Mills Brothers. This is what Paul McCartney himself said. That came about because we were on holiday in the south of France last summer, and so this is 1980 when he said this, and we saw the Mills Brothers, the famous old Mills Brothers, and he goes on to say they were great and sang exactly like they used to, and they were still an amazing group. I went to see them backstage, and one of them said, "Hey, Paul, how's about writing the Mills Brothers a song?" I said, "Yeah, Herbie, okay." So it was Herbert Mills of the Mills Brothers, old group. So the song was Baby's Request, and we're going to play it right now.
When the moon lays his head on a pillow and the stars settle down for a rest, just do me one small favor, I beg you, please play me my baby's request. It's the song song that we heard when we started. Now the birds have all flown from our nest, but you could bring back memories departed by playing my baby's request. My baby said that she knows how it goes, but you're the one that really knows. So come ahead just one more time and then we'll go to bed. Departed by playing my baby's request. My baby said that she knows how it goes, but you're the one that really knows. So go ahead just one more time and then we'll go to bed. Lays his head on a pillow and the stars settle down for a rest. Just do me one small favor, I beg you, please play me my baby's request. Play me my baby's request. Please play me baby's request one more time.
And that was My Baby's Request, or just Baby's Request, from Back to the Egg by Wings, their last album as a group. And that was a song that was written for the Mills Brothers, who never recorded it. And you can read about that on the Beatles Bible and find out exactly why. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, and we're playing 1979 Beatles songs and other things as well. And hey, just want to tell you that up next is E-Town. Guests will be Abigail Washburn and Jimmy Dale Gilmore with The Wranglers. And after that, we will listen to, with pleasure, Mike the Hippie with the Midweek Jam. And then at the in the midnight hour, we'll hear Keller's Cellar with Keller Williams. And just as a reminder, to go to GaryAult.com and go to the Thoughts link on the left side of the page. Go to the blog about Name That Show. And if you can name the 50th anniversary show of the release of Hard Day's Night, I will give you a Beatles collectible record from my collection. So how's that? So we're going to go out now with who else but the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. We'll be right back. sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.